Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 171 on June the 19th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Senseonix Holdings, Cleveland Cliffs Inc., and the Van Eck Gold Miners ETF. And we discussed three new trades on Clean Energy Corp., Context Logic Inc., and Ideanomics. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit the website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this week, the U.S. markets finished lower with both major indices finishing in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1,189 points, ending the week at 33,290 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 81 points, closing at 4,166 points on Friday. Now it's time to dive into the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week, especially since we just had options expiration on Friday, is pin risk. Now, pin risk is a type of risk that option traders can experience at expiration. So imagine you have an option position on. Let's say prices have moved right to the strike where your options are. If you're long the current at the money strike, you might get assigned the stock. That means that you'll be buying shares of stock at the price of the strike. That also means that you'll be carrying the risk over the weekend of having those shares in your account. So if stock rallies on Monday, you might make some extra money. If the stock crashes on Monday, you're going to lose the money on the position. So the same scenario or similar scenario happens if you're short. So let's say that you are short the at-the-money call option. If the stock finishes above the strike, you are now selling stock at the strike price. And likewise, if the stock finishes below the strike of the option, the options will expire worthless, and you don't have any stock price risk. So how do you hedge this? Most traders don't like the idea of carrying an unhedged position over the weekend. When I was on the floor trading and dynamically hedging, meaning we were constantly rebalancing our position, we would try to at least cover half of the possible risk that you're going to end up with. Because, you know, with the underlying stock price so close to your position, you just don't know how to hedge or what your position is going to look like on Monday until the market ends. Your risk is pinned to the current stock price, and so you're unsure which way to hedge, whether to buy stock to cover or to sell it or just wait. And this happens every expiration day, and professional traders, you just kind of get used to it. Now, I have a call spread that I bought which expired yesterday, and I was long the 14 half 15 call spread, and the stock finished right just below $15. So my 14 half call is in the money, and the 15 strike is actually going to expire worthless. And what I was really hoping was that the stock price would finish above $15 per share, allowing both strikes to finish in the money so that the stock from both options positions would offset each other and I don't have to worry about it. And I also could have tried to sell the spread during the day before the market closed, but instead I decided to wait because the price moved so much that when I really wanted to sell the spread, I couldn't get even the intrinsic value for it. I couldn't get the intrinsic value because with stock moving around so much, it was still uncertain what that value was going to be at the end of the day. So the current stock price or the stock price at expiration actually still had me making money on the trade, which is great. The price was above my break-even point, but now I actually have to sell the stock on Monday. I also had to make sure that I had enough capital, right? Had enough capital in the stock, in my account rather, to buy all of the shares that I'm going to be buying for $14.50, right? So when you own that call option and now that call option is expiring into 100 shares, sure, you know, let's say I sold 10 spreads, well, or bought 10 spreads. Now I would need, you know, $14,000 in the account, $14,500 to be able to cover the stock. So you always have to be aware of that. That's part of sizing your trade. So honestly, if you trade options, at some point you will likely experience pin risk, something similar to what I'm describing. You can always exit the trade prior to market close. Definitely be careful trying to leg out of the trade, meaning, you know, part of me was thinking about selling part of it. Like, had I sold the in the money option, the 14 half call, I would still have that short call option on the other side of the spread. And of course, that, you know, by selling the call option that I owned, that would turn that short option, that 15 strike, into a naked call option. So if prices spiked at the last minute and that option finished in the money, I'd have even more risk on. So that's why it's important overall to understand how your risk changes as you make additional trading decisions, especially with options. Pin risk is manageable. You just have to stay on top of your game. So let's get into the trade review from last week. All of our trades were really set up to profit if the market had continued to go higher or stay flat. They did not, so consider that foreshadowing. We're going to start off at the cover call. Looked at Senseonics Holdings, Inc. Symbol S is in Sierra, E is in Echo, N is in November, S is in Sierra. The stock at the time was $4.01 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the July 4.5 call at 80 cents, which could give us a maximum return of 32.17% in 5 weeks. Well, Senseonics stock finished the week at $3.46, a loss of 55 cents per share. The option we sold lost 45 cents, which leaves us with a net loss of 10 cents for the week. Now, as always, you can roll the strike lower by buying back the 4.5 call and now selling the 3.5 call at 50 cents. That will put you back net positive for 40 cents on the trade overall, and now leave you with a possible return of 25% on your capital. Still not bad for a trade that went against us for the week. We're able to roll the strike lower, and you know our maximum return just falls from 32.17% down to 25% on your capital. So still a decent outcome, a pretty good outcome. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread on Cleveland Cliffs, Inc. Symbol C is in Charlie, L is in Lima, F is in Foxtrot. At the time, the stock was trading for $24.44 per share. I looked at selling the July 23-22 put spread at 38 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Well, Cleveland Cliffs stock lost $4.17 per share, ending the week at $20.27. The out-of-the-money spread we sold is now deep in the money. If we were to buy the spread back, we would lock in a 50-cent loss on the week. When we put the trade on, our maximum possible loss was 62 cents, and we're only 12 cents away from that. So with 4 weeks left until expiration and a stock chart that still looks bullish to me, I'm more prone to wait a few days before making my next move. We could buy the spread back and sell an iron condor. I was looking at selling the July 19, 18, 22, 23 iron condor and collecting 52 cents, which would immediately erase our loss from the first trade. It would also lower our overall risk to 48 cents. However, if the stock is true to form and continues back higher to make new highs, we will essentially be guaranteeing that 48 cent loss. So I'd rather wait a couple days to see which path the stock takes or appears to be heading before I decide to head down either path. Again, you know, it's nice to be able to kind of manipulate your risk and make sure that you don't take a huge loss. But at the same time, I want to give this chance some room to breathe. And I like this stock chart even after having a $4 loss on the week. It's had some interesting moves in the past where a big bar is replicated. So it's still in its sort of upward trading channel. As long as it stays there, I feel like it's sort of constructive and possibly heading higher, and that this put spread may end up back out of the money. And so I'm just going to wait a couple days. And then you'll see a similar pattern of me waiting again in this debit spread. We looked last week at a debit spread on the Van Eck Gold Miners ETF, symbol G as in golf, D as in delta, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $38.28 per share. I bought the July 37-38 call spread, paying 64 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 36 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 5 weeks. Well, GDX shares fell $4.15 per share, ending the week at $34.13 per share. The in-the-money spread that we bought is now $3 out of the money. The spread is worth approximately a dime right now, giving us a loss of 54 cents per spread. That's 54 actual dollars that we lost. So we're going to handle the loss a little bit differently than I typically would. Rather than simply sell a spread, we're going to spread the risk off a bit by looking at selling an option, a single option against our spread. That means looking at selling the July 36 call against our long 37-38 call spread. We'll collect, if we sell this, we'll collect 50 cents, which lowers our loss down to 4 cents on the week. However, let's look at our total risk now if we do this. I literally pull out a sheet of paper and analyze what will happen to each option at each strike price. So below $36 per share, we have a loss of only 14 cents. At $37 per share, we would have a net loss of $1.14. And above $38 per share, we will have a loss of 14 cents once again. So if you don't think the stock price is, or if you don't think stock is going to return to these higher levels over the next 4 weeks, lowering your loss from 54 cents to 14 cents is definitely a win. Unfortunately, this position will yield a loss the entire time. So I'm happy limiting loss, but I'm happier making a profit. And my first move right now is just to wait a few days and see what happens. I mean, gold definitely gets affected by the FOMC decision that we saw this past week. It's much one of the most global macro commodities, so I just want to wait a few more days. This trade has 4 weeks left before expiration, so I don't have to hurry right now to figure out what my next move is, but I will need to make a next move in order to limit loss and move towards profit. You know, I don't have to worry about selling out of the spread. I could actually go ahead and sell an iron condor against this, selling a put spread and a call spread. I could look to buy an in-the-money put spread and sell a lower put spread as well. There are a number of things that I could do to try to alter the risk on this. Ultimately, I'm going to use my full arsenal of options knowledge to turn this trade into a profit, and I have 4 weeks to do it, so that's going to be my focus. Yesterday, Friday, June the 18th, was options expiration. So any June options, June monthly options that you have, either are trading for intrinsic value, which is either positive or net zero. And all of the trades this week and going forward for the next couple weeks are going to be based on July expiration, the July 16th expiration. So let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. So I'm looking at a covered call on Clean Energy Fuels Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, N as in November, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $11.78 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the July 12 call at $1.65, which should give us a maximum return of 15.87% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $11.78 per share and selling the July 12 call at $1.65. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.13 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase will require $1,178, and you would collect $165 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at a company called Context Logic Inc., symbol W as in whiskey, I as in India, S as in Sierra, H as in hotel. The stock ended the week at $11.40 per share. I'm looking at selling the July 11-10 put spread at 50 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 50 cents. Now you enter this trade by selling the July 11 put at $1.55 and concurrently buying the July 10 put for $1.05. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $11 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.50 per share. Now, in real terms, you would collect $50 per spread that you sell and have $50 at risk. And one of the things I like about this trade is that the risk is 1-to-1. Normally, our risk on these credit spreads is 1-by-2, meaning we could lose twice as much as we're going to gain on the front end. But with this being 1-to-1, I'm happy with taking the chance and just trading, you know, sizing the trade accordingly. So I'm not going to put this on huge, but certainly it's worth taking a little bit of the trade and seeing how it goes. And then our final trade on the week, I'm looking at a debit spread, of course, on another company I haven't traded before called Ideanomics. Symbol I as in India, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $3.03 per share, and I'm looking at buying the July 2.5-3 call spread, paying 31 cents, and that can give me a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's the 61.29% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the July 2.5 call for 69 cents and concurrently selling the July 3 call at 38 cents. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3 per share. The break-even price is $2.81 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. It'll be interesting to see if we have a couple more weeks of lower moves in the market. If we do, I'll definitely start to switch around to buying put spreads and selling call spreads once again. But the market has been so stable and so consistent that we've made money just being long call spreads and short put spreads until this week. So game on, you know, little change in direction possibly. We'll see what happens. But thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for the email as well. I'm going to spend the day returning some email. So if I haven't gotten back to you, I will soon. And otherwise, you guys have a great week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.